Hey guys, it's Nick. Before we get going today, I wanted to give you a few discount codes for the products we love and our show sponsor. So don't just turn this one off. If you're listening to this podcast, we at Hardwick Life want to reward you for your loyalty. So take 25% off of your order by using the code HardwickFF25, because after this long, we consider you friends and family. That's HardwickFF25 at Hardwick.life. It's like Hardwick.com, but that one was taken by a shirt company. So Hardwick.life is where you can find it. For 20% off at BubsNaturals.com, use the code Hardwick20. That's Hardwick20 at BubsNaturals.com. And for 10% off at Julian Bakery, use the code Nick Hardwick. That's me at JulianBakery.com. Again, Nick Hardwick at JulianBakery.com. Now, if you want to hear what I take daily and get some insight as to what you should take, maybe stay tuned. If not, skip ahead about a minute and we will be into the show. Thank you all. All right. So you want to know what you should buy? I take 6 of our Hardwick Life products every day. I originally started that company out of kind of selfish needs. I wanted to get access to the absolute highest grade products in the world. Our supplements are pharmaceutical grade, all of them. They've got unique delivery mechanisms. So you aren't just getting expensive urine. You're actually absorbing the products at a higher rate than cheaper store-bought supplements. I take Brain, Joint, Fuel, Phyto, Pump, and Neuro. Now, that may be a little extreme for you, but those are my jams. Now, I've done a lot of damage to my body. I need all of them. The Brain and Joint, they're kind of self-explanatory, right? Fuel is one of the only whey protein powders that I can take that doesn't upset my tummy. And we hear the same thing quite frequently from folks that don't process dairy all that well. That's because it's made from New Zealand grass-fed whey. New Zealand has the highest dairy standards in the world. There's a noticeable difference, and the flavor, it's pretty damn incredible. For a peri-workout drink, which peri-workout, you'll hear that term, it means around your workout, or to add protein midday, I put 2 scoops of Fuel with Pump, which has 3 grams of creatine per serving, 400 milligrams of ATP, which is the body's energy currency, and 95 milligrams of caffeine to get you all fired up. All of those, they allow you to do more work in the gym, getting better results. More work equals better results. Who would have thought? Seriously, you can work harder and have a lower rate of perceived exertion. And I like to add in Phyto, which has all of the necessary nutrients, vitamins, and minerals, along with this patented formula called TrueBrock, which contains glucoraphanin, which researchers at MIT are calling the fountain of youth. And lastly, I take Neuro about an hour before bed. Dr. Andrew Huberman, a Stanford neuroscientist, hosted the Huberman Lab podcast and recent guest with Joe Rogan. I'm sure some of you listen to that guy. He's pretty awesome. Recommended in our 3rd episode ever. We got him before he blew up. Magnesium L-threonate, as it's the only form of magnesium to cross the blood-brain barrier. And it increases levels of brain magnesium, and that leads to better cognition and a more robust memory. That's important. It also has a slight sedative effect to help you get to sleep. All right, I'm not going to bore you with more details. Get over Hardwick Life and use the code HardwickFF25 for 25% off. Now, you guys that have been following me for a while now know that I've used Bubs Naturals since the company's inception. I don't know. I may be their first ever ambassador. I know there's a lot of bigger names now that are promoting Bubs. The company has blown up and is thriving because many folks like me understand how great their product is. I take 2 scoops of their collagen protein and 1 scoop of the MCT oil powder daily with my morning coffee. Try it once, you're going to be hooked. It's unbelievably creamy. The collagen is also really a great way to sneak some protein into your kids' lives too. It's unflavored, so you can add it into pancakes, oatmeal, mac and cheese, or juice. And they're not going to notice a thing. Use the code HARDWICK20 for 20% off. Lastly, before we get to the show, I want to tell you about my friends at Julian Bakery. This company, they've really got their act together. I believe most people could use more protein in their lives. It's got a very positive effect on satiety, brain signaling, and maintaining a healthy body weight. I recommend 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. Please don't listen to Zac Efron's trainer, who on their show falsely ties too much protein to kidney failure and loss of bone density. And certainly don't go to the Game Changers propaganda documentary on Netflix for your science. Neither of these use actual science. There's a lot of kooks out there, folks. We're going to keep fighting the good fight. I love a variety of protein. Obviously, I've told you about our whey protein, Bubs Collagen Protein, and Julian Bakery's specialty, in my opinion, is their egg white protein powder. They come in ridiculous flavors like pumpkin pie, coconut, maple glazed donut. They blend easily. They're a great addition in the middle of the day. Use the code Nick Hardwick for 10% off. That's Nick Hardwick for 10% off. All right, that's enough. Let's get you back to the show. Love y'all.
Well, let's go, ladies. Sit your butt down. Hold on. I'm recording.
Are you?
You're cleaning the window.
Cleaning the window, people.
Sit down. She's got Windex in her hands, paper towels. Let's go.
Get over here.
It's Monday. I know you would clean.
Get over here. You, I will scrub your ass clean.
You.
All right.
Wow.
Well, no,
is that,
not.
Is that a promise or?
Not.
Is that kinky? You're scrubbing asses clean.
Gosh.
All right.
Hi.
How are you?
Are we okay? Is the camera fine?
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know.
Does it need to come down a little bit?
Yeah, it looks a little high, but that's okay. No, it's all good. We don't need to see anything below the nipple.
Your nips are out today.
It's a little chilly.
Yeah, it's good. It feels like fall.
It's good. And yeah. I think it's the last day of summer.
Which is cool. Good. Yeah. Good for the football anyway. Because the kids are hilarious when it's hot out. It was like 90 this weekend and we play on turf fields here in Westfield. And the kids were melting, and they all wanted to go off. Anytime you go, who needs a break? Everybody would raise their hand. It's like, Aww. Oh, my God. Well, you can't. Sorry, I need you. No breaks allowed. Hudson tried to go off for the last minute and a half in the game, and I'm like, get your butt out of here. No, you're finishing the game.
They were all dying like
that. They were
that.
All dying. Yeah, it was hot. Yeah, and we only had just enough players for the team, so basically nobody could sit out the entire time except maybe one kid. On occasion. So, yeah, it was good.
So good. Good football weather. I feel like that's our whole life right now is football. So.
Football all the time. It was a football weekend, wasn't it?
It's always a football weekend.
Yeah. And we check up on some of the guys, the high school guys we know on Friday. And then on Saturday, it's the kids. Teddy's at 10 with the second grade team. And Hudson's with the fourth grades at 11 until 12:30. And then we come home and watch Purdue get their butt beat by Notre Dame. And then Sunday's all ball.
Yeah.
Sundays are like, we didn't used to sit down this much for Sundays, but I think we're both lifting really hard right now and training pretty hard. And Sundays is like a mandatory rest day.
See, mine isn't the training that's the rest day. Mine is
You tell me what it is. Put your mouth on that microphone. There you go.
I was
there you go.
I
right.
was closer than that.
You're good. Go.
Mine is like late nights for the week. So it was like two or three really late nights this week.
The dead show,
which was great. It's super fun things. Like we get to go to a lot of concerts.
Went to a charity event
Saturday.
Super
fun charity event. Yep. No, nothing I'm complaining about. But yesterday, do you ever reach that breaking point where I'm like, I don't want to social. Like I don't want to speak.
Because we did get invited to a friend's house to watch the Chargers Cowboys game.
And I love those people. I love the friends. I just am over humanity.
you needed a break.
My girlfriend Kimmy always used to say, I don't want to go out there. It's too human-y. Like, there's too many of them.
Yeah, enough already. Way too many humans. Yeah.
I needed to just hole up. I took about four naps.
You were pretty nap heavy yesterday.
Yeah, I would wake up just sort of narcoleptic, right? It's a perfect afternoon to do it. Everyone's watching football.
Yeah. So the boys go train in the morning. So we have our neighborhood's got a 2.5 mile loop. And so we walk the loop in the morning before the boys go do some football training. And they throw the ball and they get warmed up and loose and. Just good family time. It inevitably is a fight. Like there's always, you know, it's like a half mile into this thing. Everyone's like, ugh, and then everyone settles in. And by the time we're done,
you're the worst receiver. You're the worst quarterback.
Terrible.
You suck.
You're an awful dad.
Mom, you're the worst.
I think Teddy called me a mother freaker.
Yeah.
I was like, oh God.
I got called the worst quarterback of all time.
Well, you do throw the ball like Colin Kaepernick. You don't face the ball backwards.
I don't face it. Oh, did he never face it backwards?
I never noticed him facing the ball backwards. It always looked like he faced it forwards and threw it. He threw a dart.
Yeah, and I get the job done.
You do.
Colin, come
your,
at me.
Your technique's not necessarily what I would like it to be, but that's okay. You, oh, man. Hey, oh, man. It does get done.
I'm a 37-year-old mom. I don't have to have freaking perfect technique. Let me throw the damn ball. You're just like your kid. Gosh.
Which kid?
Hudson, oh. You guys are both assholes.
Oh, God.
I'm throwing the ball. I'm like, be appreciative. I was running routes.
You were running routes.
Seriously.
Yeah.
In Crocs.
I would say you're more like, if you're a route runner, you're like the San Francisco fullback, Kyle Juszczyk.
My God. The compliments just keep on coming.
He's a stud. He went to Harvard. Total stud. Ripped. Yeah.
Okay.
It is a compliment.
You told me that I run like a fullback yesterday.
So. Kyle Juszczyk.
Is that
his deal? Fullback. Yeah. He's awesome. You got to watch him. I'm telling you, he's awesome.
I know. A girl doesn't want to be called a fullback. I don't think, like, even if you mean it in a loving way, it's just kind of crappy.
Let me ask you, do you think any guy wants to be called a center? No. I wanted to be a quarterback. I wanted to be a receiver. I wanted to be a running back. I wanted to be a defensive end. I wanted to be a linebacker. I could have been couldn't have been anything but a center. But here I am. I'm a center. And it's just, you know what?
And I guess I'm a fullback.
It's all good.
And here we are.
It's all good. Yes. You didn't join us last week on the podcast. It was solo dolo time. And I got talking about winning and losing because I put out a post like with me talking to the second grade team after a game, winning and losing. For me, it's not super important, especially with seventh graders. They're seventh graders. I don't
seven?
Really.
No,
or no, wrong. Sorry. Second graders. They're 7 years old.
Yes.
Sorry. Don't get so mad. They're second graders, 7 years old. Winning and losing certainly is not the only thing.
Right.
At that age, and I was arguing that it's just a data point. Like, hey, we're on track, or hey, we're not on track. We need to work some things. You know, it's like, and that's how I view youth sports in general. Is like, these are data points. These are check-ins. Winning and losing. Of course, we're all keeping track. I feel like everybody's naturally keeping track of wins and losses as they go through their day. That's what we've been taught as humans to do. But if that's the only thing that we're getting out of the sport, we're really missing out on the essence of the sport, the juice of the sport. And we got to witness it kind of in full effect this weekend, didn't we?
Oh my gosh.
Man, it's like, can't get enough.
I didn't realize. I didn't realize the craziness that is youth football.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, we've been in a lot of sports, but I think that this takes the cake. I give grace, right, to people. I think it's very hard as a parent to watch your kid get hit. So that is one thing.
It's emotional.
And it really does. It like it like cultivates something in your like core where you're like, goo, like it's hard.
It's a very primal sport.
Yes.
You are physically trying to impose yourself onto somebody else. It's incredibly primal.
So I guess that being said, even though they're 7 years old, when you're watching, you know, little Johnny or Danny or whoever's playing out there and you see him get hit, it's something inside of you because I feel it too. And it's like
a protective mechanism.
Deep breath, swallow. Okay, he's okay. But it's every, you know what I mean? So
yes.
I will say that is beyond, my one little grace thing for the adults. But parents, you need to get your shit together.
Get it
because
together.
We witnessed out of controlness in second grade.
Yeah, we got to get it together, folks.
Get it together.
We got to get it together. And here's the thing. It's like, it's not about you. It's not a hit on your ego as a parent if your kid has a bad play or gives up a touchdown. And it's not a boost to your ego if your kid has a touchdown or gets a big hit. It's the kid's life. It's him, right? And what I argue is you've got all of these cool moments that happen in youth sports, and I don't really care what sport it is. Football is just so freaking volatile with the emotions and with the physicality and with the impositions of will, and like you can see it being expressed. But it doesn't matter. It's the way that you navigate those wins and those losses with your child and help frame them with some perspective. So if we walk away from the game that we won and we just talk about how awesome we were and da da da, and we don't talk about anything that relates to life after that, and it's just the game and it's just this and it's just that amazing play, and we don't point out anything that maybe could use some work or corrections, or hey, you have to stay on yourself, we're on the right track, let's keep growing from here, right? Like if you don't address those and you don't put them in a frame for a 7-year-old, for a 9-year-old, for a 15-year-old, I think it's the head coach of an NFL team's job is to
package those moments up, those big moments, like field goal kicker makes a big one to end it. We fumble at the critical time. We lose the game. The coach's job is still, and you as a parent are a coach. I hate to tell you, you're a coach. You're a life coach for your child. Your job is to put perspective on those moments and help them frame them in a positive way that gives them mental grace, like you were saying. As parents, you're giving parents grace for getting wrapped up in it, but you have to give the kids some grace or some confidence or momentum or a lesson that we can learn from. And teachable moments happen all the time in youth sports, but you have to really watch for them and remove yourself emotionally from that so you can be aware of what's happening. Because when you get caught up emotionally, you can't, you lose all of the cool things that are happening besides the winning and the losing, or besides my kid getting shoved to the ground or my kid shoving somebody to the ground. And my God, there's more than that.
Yeah. Well said.
You know, I really, and we had a conversation
at dinner last night,
which I thought was super cool that we actually got into it, and you can talk about it.
Oh yeah. Well, basically you can see by this podcast, all we talk about is football in this house. And it's a huge focus because it's what the boys do. It's 5 days a week. They're playing football right now, training, you know, on the off days. Yep. They're like, it's all football.
They're in. Yeah.
And they love it. And it's like, it is not Nick and I pushing them.
No, we don't have to pull them anywhere.
I wish they didn't play football, if I'm being honest. Like, I wish they tried something different. It's like, we've sat at a lot of football games. I really wish they were baseball players because I really enjoy playing baseball. They won't do it.
You haven't met a baseball parent then.
We put them in acting lessons and piano lessons, and it's like, that's like pulling teeth.
Mm-hmm. You know, For them. For them to go, yes. So the lens that we view life through currently is football. In the springtime, it turns to lacrosse.
Yeah, but it's just right, and that's
okay. That's okay. This is what we're teaching through, and other parents out there will be teaching through piano or soccer or swim or dance or gymnastics or anything. Right, anything. If your kid's into it, man, I hope you allow them to pursue that with a lot of vigor.
And I don't know how this came up. I forget, at dinner last night, but basically I just remember looking at the kids and like, hey, the NFL isn't the ultimate goal of youth sports. I hope you guys know that.
Right.
And yeah. I don't know what spawned that conversation. Do you remember?
No, I don't know. I don't know what started it, but I thought it was a great conversation to have.
Right.
And we've had it. I feel like with kids, you have to tell them things 10, 15, 20 times, and it's like water torture. You know, eventually you're going to give them the mind and the perspective and the lens to look at life through that you're hoping to give them. So they're resilient, so they're tough, so they're respectful, so they're kind, so they've got a good worldview about them. You certainly hope that's what you're given. I mean, and this conversation has come up before, and it's like the greatest reminder is, if you don't make it to the NFL, it's fine. If you don't make it to college football, that's fine. If you don't start on the varsity football team, if you don't make it to high school football,
it's fine.
It's fine.
Yes.
And part of it is we live in a really nice neighborhood. Look around this neighborhood, boys. How many people played professional football? One. One did, right? And what does everybody else do? And
who have bigger and nicer houses.
They have bigger houses, nicer houses, nicer cars. We live virtually the same life as somebody who does something completely different that wasn't a professional athlete. So, you know, it's like goes back to don't get caught up in the winning and losing. It's how you handle it and how do you put yourself in a great position to succeed the next time, right? Or if this outlet runs out, let's go around it. Let's find a way, and let's find something that's going to allow me to be fulfilled and successful at the same time.
Right.
And I thought that was a great conversation.
Totally. Sports is just a microcosm of the world, right?
Yes.
And that's the whole goal of youth sports, I think. And when you really take a step back, why are we investing all this time and money and effort into the kids? I just really think it comes down to learning to work well with others, mm-hmm. learning what it means to work towards a common goal, you know, getting better every week, reflecting on your performance, like all of these little things that sports teaches.
Leadership, communication,
right.
Dedication.
It's not about being an all-star.
Yeah, or standing on top of the mountain with your hands in the air.
Right,
yeah, of course everybody wants that. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, men, that would be fun. But that's not what it's about. It's really not what it's about.
Yeah.
It's you have, and this is why everyone gets their kids involved into this, is to see your kids work at an early age before they're able to actually join the workforce. And so you can correct them on their work. This is the way I feel. On their work habits and their attitude towards work and their attitude towards teammates. And hey, when things get hard, what's your mindset? You know, it's hot out here, boys. We get that. It's going to be hard today, right? There's so many things that, like, and that's why football and that's why youth sports are so amazing and sports in general are so amazing, because you get these massive amplitude of waves that happen. You go way high, way low, woo, and it just keeps going back and forth, and it's compressed, and there's a ton of frequency of those wavelengths in a season. And so life gets expressed in 8 weeks or 12 weeks or whatever it is at a time, where I always felt like an NFL season was like 5 years of living. Like, I lived 5 years or more per NFL season. And so you got to get all of that wisdom out of those seasons and those games and those really hard weeks and training camps. You got to take all the wisdom from those moments where you had to continually tell yourself, keep going. You're going to be fine. Like, you got to get back out there. I know you gave up a sack. You got to find a way to get a better snap. You got to find a, you know, it's like all those things. That's life, right? But it's just, you get it as a kid at such a, in such a condensed manner. It's like concentrated juice. You know, give them the concentrated juice. But that's the whole point of this, really, is don't lose sight of what we're really all after, is to help teach our kids. You know, it's not to have them make sure they win the damn championship, because who the hell cares? Does anybody remember if they won a second or a fourth grade championship? I mean, I don't know. I don't remember any of them. Maybe right. I didn't win. I don't know. But I don't remember losing either.
Right.
So don't, I guess the message would be, like, to a lot of parents out there is like, just because losing is hard for your kid for 5 minutes before the snack comes out, like, don't be so committed to, yeah, of course we want to win and we want to get better. Of course. But don't shy away from losing either. Like, and don't go crazy because your kid's losing, or don't go crazy because your kid's winning. It's like, how do you handle it? You know, do you handle winning with dignity? Do you handle losing with, you know, same thing? Like, can you hold your head up high? Did you give great effort? All these things. I mean, there's so much to learn from it that if we're just out there shouting at each other, and I literally had to stop the game, put my hands in the air, and remind these parents that this is second grade football. This is second grade football, and I know it's emotional, but please do your best to stay out of this. Like, we're fine out here on the field coaching the kids. Y'all stay out of it.
Right.
Oh. And it did. It felt like it eased the tension a touch anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
right. Like, and it is. You just get caught up in the moment. And it's like, you're doing this. It's the most important thing. I get it. But that's, and this is the one thing that I really think is the single most important part of success that nobody pays attention to at all, clearly, is being in emotional control of yourself at all times. Like, feeling emotions, having emotions, but not acting on emotions. And that's what these kids, like, through sports, what I think is super important is, like, hey, you're losing. Hey, you're hot. Hey, you're tired. Hey, you're winning. What are we going to do? We got to play the next play, kid. We got to play the next play. And so when I see parents get super wrapped up emotionally in these games and, like, yelling at other kids and yelling at the ref, and it's like, oh my God, you're not in control of your emotions. Like, that's going to spill out onto your child. And now we're going to have emotional basket cases just running around here. Like, get control of the emotions, and we can do it. And yes, do I have emotions on the football field? You're damn right. Like, I feel like I'm in there competing with the kids, but I'm certainly not yelling at anybody. It's a good practice in restraint and impulse control.
You have really good emotional control.
Yeah, I practice it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try. And I do lose it sometimes, like, mostly on our kids.
Right.
But, you know, I really, really try to. It's like a concerted effort, because I think it's the most important thing of success. I really do.
That and discipline, which is kind of the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. Huh. Any other messages?
No, I think we'll wrap it up on youth sports, and maybe next week we'll talk about something a little lighter. I'm kind of hammering this home for a minute.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe the youth sports crowd will be listening to this one. And
maybe. Take a step back. Enjoy the little moments along the way.
God, who cares? They're seven. They're nine. Like, who gives a hell? Nobody's getting a scholarship today. Most likely, nobody on that field's going to the National Football League. Most likely.
Right.
Yeah. And your kid may get the lottery ticket and be one of the lucky ones. I hope so. I do hope so. All right.
Thanks for listening.
Love you guys. Bye-bye. All right.
Love you.